Thank you, Sister Elizabeth and Marta, for agreeing to talk to me. The first thing that I was going to ask, can I ask you first, Sister Elizabeth, what does quality education mean to you?
Quality education, the word quality is very big, and depending on the circumstance and the context, may mean different things to different people. But in terms of when we come to education, and I'm looking at teacher education where I work, it's more like a holistic kind of education given to teacher to empower the teacher to be versatile, to be able to help people, the type of education which affects the mind, heart, soul, body, and that makes the person very wholesome. That would be my type of education. I mean, quality education. There are different aspects of quality. I mean, like different dimensions that go to make up the quality education, which I'm sure Martha will pick up from there.
All right, thank you. Thank you, sister and interviewer. Yes, like sister has put it, quality education depends on different contexts. In my own view, I look at quality education in a way that probably I have to look at the indicators that can really show us that maybe we're getting quality education. First and foremost, I consider having qualified teachers could be able to give us quality education. Having good schools, having good infrastructure, generally the roads and so on. And then also, quality education is also seen in what the learners are able to demonstrate. Are they able to demonstrate the literacy and numeracy skills we are looking for? Are they able to communicate? Do they have the life skills and values that can help them, you know, fit in the society? That is my feel of quality education.
Following on then from that, when the Millennium Development Goals changed into the Sustainable Development Goals, there was a shift from an emphasis on access to an emphasis on quality.
Yeah.
What changes have you noticed amongst the education community? How is this drive for quality? How has it changed what people are doing in your communities?
So in Ghana, a lot of interventions were put in place to make sure that people have access.
Yeah.
Schools were expanded, and now the emphasis is on quality. Quality, so they are looking at how teachers are trained. What goes into a training of teachers? For the first time, we have not had any formal sort of thing called standards for teachers. Now, standards have been developed.
Right.
And because of quality, we have also put in this intervention, teachers are going to be licensed. But teachers are going to be licensed from after your initial teacher training, you become an NQT, they give you 1 or 2 years induction, then you do a professional test.
And what about Uganda, Marta? Have you noticed any changes in your college now that emphasis has changed?
Our curriculum was reviewed in the PTC. And you realize that now the students are able to specialize. You either specialize in your second year. Okay, first year you do general subjects. In second year, you specialize either in lower primary or you specialize in upper primary. All colleges in Uganda have now ICT labs. They have computers, a standby generator, and some of them have gotten funding from outside. They have given them solar panels so that when electricity is not there, the solar panel is on and the computers just switch on automatically. And then the other one also, we changed now the objectives. We used to look at objectives. Now we are focusing on competencies, what students can do. So I think all this is focusing on quality. And then the other one is the admission of our students in the PTC has improved a lot. Previously, we used to admit students who had just gotten passes. As long as you have 6 passes, you'd have the opportunity to join a primary teacher's college. But we are saying now, no, since it is now quality, it is now credits. We want a credit in mathematics, and we want a credit in English. And we want you to at least have passed 2 sciences from the 2 categories. So you must pass either of the 2 categories in order for you to qualify to go to a college.
It's the same thing with ours.
Yeah.
We are also suggesting that the school practice of the students should take longer than 1 month. Actually, we are saying it should go to a minimum of 6 months. And then before that, we have also introduced the school attachment program. In this program, in first year, students go to schools, to various schools in their different settings, in their different villages, to have just experience on how children interact. We call it just like child study.
We call it school observation.
Exactly. So that by the time you come to the college, you have something, you have an experience, you have something at the back of your mind. Oh, this is how things are supposed to be done. And when I reach second year, and you know what exactly you're supposed to do. So that is what I can say.
I want you to tell me a bit about your own experience of being educated now, your own experience of being at school.
I used to walk from home to school. It was almost like 3 kilometers, a small thing, going to primary one.
Yeah.
You walk like 6 kilometers every day, Monday to Friday, going to school. And to make matters worse, you walk on an empty stomach. Imagine you leave home without breakfast. Those other siblings are dragging you. You have to move very fast in order not to be beaten because of late. And then when you reach the classroom, you find a teacher waiting every day. You are supposed to come with a book. You're supposed to come with a pencil. You don't have all those. I was so unfortunate, probably. I lost my father when I was still very young. And I was brought up by my mother who was very young. So that is my bitter kind of experience. But then what enticed me in my life is that when I was in that school, I used to see rich parents bringing their children to school, driving them to school. They had beautiful uniforms. They had shoes. I had no shoes. Then I said, when I grow, I have to work hard and make sure that my children in the future will be driven to school. That's what made me continue reading.
What about you, sister? What's your early experience as a primary school?
Well, my early experience, it's a bit opposite of hers. We lived in this gold mining town, very popular town in Ghana, called Takwa. My father was a goldsmith, you know, and he had a shop and he had an apprentice. You know, he made jewelry, gold jewelry, you know, trinkets, watches, you know. And my mother used to take them in a glass case and go and sell them. I was lucky I had both parents.
Yeah.
But we had where we were, there were missionaries, Catholic mission, and they were a big Catholic school, very disciplined. In those days, we didn't even pay fees. I don't think we paid fees. It was all sponsored by the Catholic priests. They were from France and Ireland. I remember them very well. So they used to give books, pencils. You go there, they're all lying on the table. And they inspect your clothes, they go and sit down, you just get, you know. And there were teachers who were paid by government, but they were supervised. And I mean supervised, closely supervised by the Catholic priests.
So it was well-disciplined. But what was obviously missing from Martha's was kindness.
Yes.
Did you experience the kindness of teachers and adults in your school?
Oh, yes. The teachers took their work very seriously.
Yeah.
Very, very seriously. And as I said, maybe they did because of the supervision. They took their work very, very seriously.
If you had the power just to change one thing, which thing do you think would make the biggest impact and improve the quality?
The good thing about me is that I've taught in primary, I've taught in middle, I've taught in secondary, I've taught in college.
Mm.
But now what is missing in the Ghanaian education system is, I would say, I don't know if it's a lack of accountability of teachers.
Mm.
You see, they don't have that sense of accountability. And with that comes lack of commitment somehow.
Yeah. Mm.
And what we need is strict supervision. Luckily, I am part of the new education council in Ghana. And I'm pushing for that.
Yeah.
That we need to strengthen supervision.
Yeah. And what about Uganda?
If I was given the mandate to change something in my country as far as teachers' quality is concerned, my focus would be on the training of teachers. I would actually extend their training from 2 years to 4 years so that we get quality teachers. These students should be given time, even a full year, to be in the schools to practice.
Yes, exactly.
There are many things you practice.
Yeah.
You know, you practice how to make materials for people, for the children. You study children. You get to know how children behave. You practice how to teach. You practice how to interpret all the materials and all the materials that support the curriculum should be coming out as a specialist. So that is my own view.